Saudara pendengar, Australia kini semakin beragam secara budaya. Sensus terakhir menunjukkan hampir setengah dari populasi Australia dilahirkan di luar negeri atau memiliki orang tua kelahiran luar negeri. Pada tahun 2016, ada lebih dari 300 bahasa yang diidentifikasi secara terpisah yang digunakan di rumah-rumah Australia. Jadi, apa dampaknya terhadap cara kita menggunakan bahasa Inggris? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Abby O'Brien. Warga Australia terkenal dalam bahasa Inggris mereka yang unik. Beberapa dekade telah menghabiskan waktu singkat untuk memperpendek dan mengkategorikan kata-kata serta ungkapan. Dan itu sering membingungkan pengunjung dan migran baru.
What about the word heaps? Had you heard that before?
Which one?
Heaps?
No.
Heaps?
It's just to go to one heaps?
No, like it means a lot.
No, I didn't know.
Heaps? Oh no, I have no idea.
Arvo? Brecky?
Oh no.
Esky?
I have no idea what this means.
Do you know what it means if it's your shout?
No, what is it?
What about Chucky Yui?
No, Australians use a lot of slangs. They have usually near their own language. You have to make a big effort to understand some words.
Ingrid Piller adalah seorang profesor linguistik di Macquarie University di Sydney. Ia mengatakan banyak warga Australia yang belajar bahasa Inggris menghadapi tantangan besar.
Many of the migrants we've done language learning research with, they come from highly educated backgrounds and had very good formal English that they'd learned in school when they came to Australia, but then they had experiences where they just didn't understand the pronunciation.
Salah satu contoh bagaimana migran telah menyesuaikan diri dengan kata-kata yang tidak biasa dapat ditemukan di rumah komunitas Ortodoks Yunani untuk lanjut usia. Tempat itu terletak di pinggiran kota Sydney Barat, Earlwood, yang menurut sensus terakhir adalah pinggiran kota dengan proporsi terbesar warga berbahasa Yunani di Australia. Salah satu anggota stafnya, Sui, mengatakan, telah berkembang semacam bahasa hibrida sebagai hasil dari pendatang baru yang mencoba belajar bahasa Inggris.
It was made up by us Greek Australians. It was easier for us to speak this thing. We understood one another what we meant. We wanted to go to the garage. Παμενεστο γαράζι. Wanted to go to the hamburger shop. Παμενα πάρουμε χεμπέκα.
Penduduk usia lanjut Sofia menjelaskan versi bahasa Inggris warga Yunani untuk kata taman atau garden berikut ini.
In Greece, we call it different. First time we started, the time we started, we call it yard, to yari. We got a yari. But now, in English, is a garden. Because we can spell it garden. It's not Greek. It's not Greek, that one.
It's Greek-Australian.
Greek-Australian, exactly. Good.
Profesor Ingrid Piller mengatakan, hibridasi itu biasanya terjadi dalam masyarakat ekspatriat.
Sometimes these migrant languages, like Greeklish, that it really exists in every community, are quite different from the homeland. And often people, when they go back, actually experience a kind of surprise because, you know, they stand out actually as speakers who come from elsewhere.
Berikut ini beberapa contoh lainnya tentang hal itu.
Semidah. So it means sandwich. So I guess Aussie would say sangal. For Greeks, it would be semija, like Greek slang.
So what would happen if you went to Greece and said that word?
They would be looking at you like, so what does that mean? Yeah.
Sementara para migran dan pengunjung baru yang bergulat dengan bahasa khas Australia telah terjadi perkembangan dua arah. Profesor Piller menjelaskan hal itu sebagai berikut.
There are more and more of us with more and more languages, but at the same time, those of us who don't speak those other languages are more and more exposed to words and items from other languages. So English is the language of Australia, but English is becoming more and more a kind of special Australian English with influences from all kinds of other languages. And that's really different from the other languages. Now, from the other Englishes, like American English, British English.
Profesor Piller mengacu pada fenomena ini sebagai pinjaman budaya dengan kata-kata tertentu berkembang di luar komunitas budaya.
Slowly we also see Arabic words like, for instance, halal, and making their words into, making it into the Australian dictionary, yalla, habib. Those kinds of words. You don't need to know, full-blown Arabic to kind of know those words. You hear your friends in school say them, and it really happens with young people more than older people.
Ini adalah lagu tema untuk acara televisi satire di Channel 9, Here Come the Habibs. Acara ini adalah tentang keluarga Lebanon Australia yang memenangkan undian dan pindah ke pinggiran kota terkaya di Australia. Komedian Australia kelahiran Mesir, Akmal Saleh, mengatakan acara seperti Here Come the Habibs dan komedi SBS Pizza membantu mengenalkan kata-kata baru ke dalam bahasa Inggris Australia.
It's funny when Anglo people start using it, that's when you kind of go, hey, that's great. You know, shows like Pizza and Here Come the Habibs have introduced these little slang terms, lingo, that it's become, whether they use them or not, you can use them and know that you're going to be generally understood by someone who go, I get the drift of what you're saying.
Saleh mengatakan bahwa besar di lingkungan yang beragam berarti ia dapat mengambil berbagai kata dan ungkapan dari budaya lain. Beberapa di antaranya tidak terlalu mengesankan.
When I went to school, everyone knew the equivalent swear words in Greek and in Arabic, and because I went to a really multicultural school. And so it was all the swear words. Everyone knew the swear words, you know. And things like the show Pizza. I mean, the people who did Pizza weren't Arabic at all. I think one of them was, but the main writers were Turkish and Maltese, and they didn't speak Arabic. But somehow they kind of capitalized on these words like Habib and swear words in Arabic. They knew that it was popular. They knew that people could relate to it and identify with it straight away, even though they didn't speak that language themselves.
Maria Tran, warga Vietnam Australia berusia 32 tahun, dan teman-temannya berkumpul di sebuah restoran di Kapramata di daerah pinggiran Sydney Barat Daya. Menurut sensus terakhir, warga keturunan Vietnam merupakan sepertiga populasi Kapramata dan lebih dari 40% penduduk di sana berbicara bahasa Vietnam. Maria menjelaskan arti kata yo.
Yo. Yo. We pretty much use it during celebrations, birthdays, parties, weddings. Everyone will clink their glasses together and they will say 1, 2, 3, yo, and drink all together. 1, 2, 3, yo!
Teman Maria, Philip Kane, mengatakan bahwa komunitas Vietnam juga memiliki versi kedai mat sendiri.
Khoe khom. Khoe khom. It's the Vietnamese equivalent of, hey mate, how you going? Aussie friends that are around, you'd say, khoe khom, how are you, how you going? It's like our way of saying, g'day mate.
Sementara Kelvin Nguyen mengatakan bahwa masyarakat non-Vietnam yang lebih luas telah mengadopsi beberapa istilah lokal.
Mak wa.
And what does that mean?
It actually means too expensive. Yeah, you use it all the time. Like say we here in Thanbing restaurant, and we got the council come check very often, and they often ask us, oh, how much you pay for that cleaning? And we often say, oh, $500, and they be like, mak wa, and they're local, they're not Vietnamese, so they just pick it up from us, you know.